Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Matt and Neil Baldock, who are estate agents in Chelmsford with their own firm, Charles David Casson. Thank you for joining me today, chaps. I wanted to ask you, what was your worst moment in your estate agency career? Talk to me.
Our friend, one of our best friends, and I'd say both of our best friends, yeah. We all used to hang out socially.
Because you're brothers, aren't you?
We're brothers, and I've even been on holiday with the chap we're talking about. We had to let him go. We employed him for some time.
So you set your agency up. I know you both, you've bought into the business. You were a police officer, run a bit of a lettings agency, and then you bought your business partners out.
That's right.
And so you've been going for a number of years. You set up in Chelmsford, then you decided to employ your friend in 2014. Is that about right?
About right. So basically, we were Chelmsford only, if you like, because we had a Hertfordshire operation as well. So we were Chelmsford only, and me and Neil were sole business owners from 2014. A very, very good friend of ours. We used to work in our local pub, so our local pub was like our second home when we were younger. He went AWOL or had some kind of mental health issues. Basically, he had bad back, couldn't work in the pub, got let go, and we lost track of him. So for about 6 months, I think probably.
Yeah.
Kept trying to get hold of him, couldn't. Eventually found him, and he was in a bad state, and he obviously just needed a help. So we said, listen, we've got the agency, we need some help around the office. We'll give you a job.
So this was 2014.
2014, yeah. Come work for us.
And how did that start off? Was he appreciative of what?
Yeah,
you did?
So he was. He was appreciative. And I say he was our best friend. And for us, because we're brothers, we look at everything. So I can't trust anybody more in the world than I can trust Neil, and vice versa. And being our best friend, we feel that. And I'm a big fan of loyalty as a core thing. I can teach skills. I can't teach attitude.
Yeah, and it started off great. I mean, he didn't have any experience in our industry, but. Yeah, he was a decent guy. So.
Yeah, and that was his core values were right. So he worked for us. In all honesty, he wasn't very good at the job, but he had every job going for us. He was a sales negotiator, a lettings negotiator. We put him on sales progression. At one point, we made him our PA.
Yes, yeah, so we moved his seat when we recognised perhaps he was struggling in certain roles, then we moved him to a different one.
Okay, that's more than most employers.
We didn't want him to go back to where he'd kind of come from before, so we wanted to make sure, and ultimately he was almost like a brother to us. He was that close a friend, obviously around our children, that kind of thing.
So when did it come to the point where you looked at each other and said, this isn't working?
When it came to the point where we could see he didn't care anymore.
Other things happened in his personal life. He started turning up late. At one point, I remember vividly came in on a morning meeting. Well, he wasn't there for the morning meeting. And I said to him, about being out, and he just snapped and said, oh, you're lucky I'm here at all. And at that kind of point, you have to take a step back.
How did it make you feel that he wasn't caring?
It hurt, to be honest with you, Chris, because we'd done a lot. Whilst he was doing a lot for us in terms of working for us, we'd done a lot for him. So we literally helped him back into employment. We then helped him to get a house, and he rented a house through our agency. We even paid his rent for him 1 month because we didn't want our client to lose out, and we didn't want him to get into trouble. He'd got a car from us, so it kind of enabled his life to move on. And so we felt hurt, really, truthfully.
And I think that's the thing, we had to start financially subsidising him. He knew we had young families ourselves, and the business was at the time wasn't flying. He knew the ins and outs of the financials, and then one day you kind of look at each other and think, well, we can't afford to take a pay rise. We're not giving more money to our kids, but we're subsidising your kind of life. We want to help people out, but you can only help people out if they're going to give back.
So who had that fateful conversation with him?
Me. Yeah.
How did that go?
All right, we tried doing it in the best way. We tried...
We went through a proper process.
We had to, because we're not, silly. And you could see the friendship was starting to kind of waver a bit. So we wanted to go through a proper redundancy process with him. You could see he'd kind of given up. I actually phoned three different recruitment agents, made telephone appointments for him to speak to them about getting another job. He didn't take any of those appointments. So we said to him, no, come back to us next week with a plan. What can we do to keep you in employment? Nothing, there's nothing we can do. And he just, you know, at the point we had to have the chat with him, he, as I say, he was more interested in going off, you know, he'd met a girl that he thought was better for him than anything else. And he kind of wanted to go off in that direction. And so on his last day, I don't think he even said bye to me. And that was it. And it's sad because at that point, we didn't just lose a member of staff, we lost our best friend. Every New Year's Eve since, so I think we're on about our third or fourth New Year's Eve now, I send him a message and say, this is ridiculous, New Year, and he hasn't responded. And I'll do it every New Year's Eve. But, you know, sadly, you know.
It's that must hurt, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yeah. Because, I mean, even, you know, you get these Facebook reminders pop up and things like that. And I went on holiday with a guy, and so it does hurt, yeah, because you never want to lose a friend over business.
Does this mean that you shouldn't employ friends?
No, I don't think so. I think it means you can't save everyone. You can help.
Is that
people.
What you've learned?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would personally be very careful that if we were to employ someone that we knew personally again, because I've seen how it destroys the personal relationship. But that's not to say, you know, nobody that you know would be worth employing. But yeah, I would personally think twice about it. But I think you're right. Not everybody. Yeah, you can't save everybody.
Would you say it's the same as employing? Do you employ any family members in your business apart from? I know you're obviously
only the two.
No, just each other. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough. And to be fair, probably once a quarter, we need a week away from each other, don't we?
Oh yeah, I mean we fall out big style sometimes. But the beauty of our relationship is we get over it quickly as well. So yeah, it could be a blazing row, but 5 minutes later it's sorted.
Lovely. Thank you for your time today, and I hope you guys in the state agency land and lettings agency land have learned something from that. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Chris.